Victory 91.5, Risenstein, and this is the culmination of today's Facebook Live Passover Seder. Good morning, Ray Haynes. Thank you so much. Michaela, thank you for producing
yes.
this.
Thank you.
Austin Hollis and Brian Race for doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. And Kelly Haynes for making all the food.
Yum. That's all I can say. Good news is I get to do this again tomorrow night, too. And twice the food.
And do you want to share your home address for everyone listening?
and for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds who have tuned in to Facebook Live from all over the world, including China, Abu Dhabi, Canada, the United Kingdom, and many, many states around the country.
See, this changes everything because, you know, all of my Seders, I think, have been in America. Now I've done a Seder in China, Abu Dhabi. I mean, it just goes everywhere.
You're so international.
All the technology that enables us.
An international man of ministry.
That's right.
Not mystery.
Yeah, we got it.
I got it. I was just diagramming it for those that haven't been up since 5 o'clock. So, last break. There was 12 yesterday, 12 today, and so I'm not sure why that is, but we now have one for every disciple in case they want one. It's the Feast of First Fruits, and it's not just a feast about first fruits. We find out at the resurrection of Jesus, the verse says that saints were appearing to people. So let me ask you this. Riddle me this. How did they recognize Moses and the rest of them to know they were saints?
His beard.
It's the guy with the beard.
The guy that's still glowing from being on top of Mount Sinai.
His face. So they've been dead for so long, and they just met Jesus. Imagine Moses. Mm. You know, for, you know, 1,500 years, this is the guy he fasted for 40 days for. This is the guy he didn't get to go into the promised land. This is the guy. So they can't stop preaching. They're introducing, hey, I'm Moses. Good to meet you. So thousands of priests are in the field. They're waving sheaves of barley. And the first time, millions of dead people are in the field, and they're waving back. This is, you know, this is almost God's comedy. The day of the resurrection, he's saying, you know, you guys are going to love this. You killed me here, but I'm going to laugh. Watch this. So they're all waving sheaves. The dead people now, for the first time, truly alive, resurrected bodies. They're getting ready to ascend into heaven. And here they are all standing in the fields, walking around Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. We've walked those streets.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You get the feeling.
Yep.
Imagine turning a corner and there's Jeremiah.
Wow.
And he only wants to talk about Jesus. So they just told their kids the story of Moses and Joshua in Jericho, and suddenly there's an earthquake, rocks are falling, dead people are walking around, and all they have is barley in their hands. You know, they get that tap on the shoulder as Levi and Aaron say, no, no, not that way. Put your back into it. Because the world has changed. Joshua, imagine the guy that led them for four, five, 6 years into the promised land and first conquered the promised land, now gets to shout, choose this day to a new generation.
Mm.
Jesus and Moses, you know, leading along like he just came out of Egypt. He's leading yet another group, this time into eternity. Jesus stays in the cemetery long enough to tell Mary, don't touch me. I haven't gone to the Father yet. You see, he has to present the first fruit wave offering, but he waits because they aren't the only first fruits. Mary and the disciple are first fruits, and he wants them to know he'll be right back. Corinthians 15, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. See, he's the real high priest, and all the dead people are his wave offering. He's taken in the field to present to his Father, and he's going to bring him into the heavens. Picture Exodus 12 as the host of the Lord leave Egypt for the promised land. You know, I read that a little earlier. Came to pass the end of the 430 years on that very same day. Came to pass that all the armies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. Now the host is leaving Hades for heaven. The next transition. Whatever you picture Resurrection Day as for this Sunday, you're underselling it. Mm-hmm. You don't just think Jesus rising. Mm-hmm. Think of Jesus leading millions of saints out of Hades. It's not one grave opening. It's a million graves. It's Isaiah's grave. It's David's grave. It's Moses. We don't know where his grave is. But it's not one stone rolled away. It's an earthquake. It's Walking Dead meets the Exodus with better makeup. The Egyptians gave these people anything they wanted to get them to leave. Imagine how the Jews who crucified Jesus felt. And everyone is glorified with one agenda, revealing Jesus. That's what Passover is all about. It's a celebration. It's the birthday of every saint who ever lived. I was saved on the second Friday of August, 1979. But my spiritual birthday is the Feast of First Fruits. So is yours. So is every saint, because we're risen with Christ.
Mm.
Best part.
Wow.
An interesting side note to it. There's no leaven in the meal. There's nothing to puff up, because the resurrection is the rising. Mm. You have to wait for the rising. It comes on the third day.
Wow.
That's why Passover is the one meal you shouldn't neglect. It's the feast. He wants to eat with you so you can brag on him. This is his body. This is his blood. This is his bitter suffering. This is the cup he chose to drink for all of us. So I'll drink it and remember him. Passover is the one time of year we must forget that we're all unique. It's never about what someone else back then did. It's what happened to me in Egypt, in the Garden of Eden. It's me who did that to humanity. Passover isn't a history story. It's a realization that you're in the story, and the story is about you. That's the best part. All of this is a waste of time if you didn't get that it was about you. There's one man, one woman, they need a Savior. That one person is you. You need a Savior, and absolutely nothing more is relevant in Passover because your Savior has come. And that's the testimony that we get to share. Amen?
Bravo. That was excellent. That was excellent. Everybody, look at the camera and wave right now. Actually, I don't know if we're
it's
doing...
That's our wave offering. Okay. Wave for Sunday.
Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you, Kelly and Brian and Austin and Michaela and everybody in the truck outside directing everything. And
really no truck outside.
And the entire Action News team. Keith is coming in next. Keith, thank you for your patience. And happy Easter. There's a Good Friday service tonight at the church at War Hill at 7 o'clock. Joe and Christian Leapart, along with Paul Judy. And then we've got 8 services, six in Canton tomorrow at Revolution and 2 in Jasper, and we can't wait. And we'll be here bright and early on Monday morning to give you an Easter recap.
It's going to be great.
All of this is posted at the Risenstein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, and victory.radio.